Bo.
Tough shit, I guess. Well, last week, right in Vayera, so we learned, you know, several yesodos, klolios, in terms of Akash Baruch's involvement in man's life, sort of defined for us certain parameters of the way Rabban Shalom is involved with us, deals with us. So remember last week we talked about the idea, the makav, the tzvardim. So there it said, Laman teida ki'in Hashem kelokeinu. And we discussed it last week in the context of tefillah, that the tefillah was heard exactly and was fulfilled exactly. Remember that tzvardim remained in the Nile, because that wasn't what part of the bakasha of the tefillah, only if you remove it from the houses. Then, with regard to the Orov, there's also there a Laman Teda, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Oretz, and we talked about the idea there that all the Kohos HaTeva are harnessed to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shluchim. That was on the one hand, the Orov all came, and then the Orov all retreated, which we should leave, right, just like an army. And also the idea of Schar La'avodav Onish Lemordav. So that also got to the Orov, because it was very clear the Jews were spared. They didn't enter into the land of Goshen, and even a Jew that happened to be in the main part, the main body of Mitzrayim, wasn't affected by the Orov, etc. And finally, the last thing that we discussed last week was that which you saw from the Barad. And that was Laman Teda Ki Lashem Arth. It's all his, because he was able to use conflicting forces in unison with one another, the Bara, the Aish, etc., to show that not only does he have dominion over all these forces and that they do his bidding, but even what would appear to be an impossibility of two forces working together, by their bones, was obviously not an impossibility. Is also shalom in Rama, who yes, shalom aleinu, etc. He makes the shalom between the kokos, between Gavriel, who is the tsar of the Mayim, and Michael. I'm sorry, it's the tsar of the Aish. Gavriel is the tsar of the Aish, and Michael is the tsar of the Mayim, etc. Fine. But now, in Parshas Bo, we enter into a whole new system. Some of it just broad strokes in terms of Hashem's involvement with us, how runs the world. But now we're entering into a new system, like the Ramban says, Minanisim Agdolim Hamafursamim. That's the famous Ramban here at the end of Bo. And for the Nisim Gluim, like those we saw in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. Minanisim Agdolim Hamafursamim. Once we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam was dealing with the Jewish people on a level of Nisim Gluyim, in other words, it wasn't just sufficient, as it were, to extract them from Mitzrayim in a non-Nes fashion. Everything was being done with Derech Nes. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with us is going to be one of Nes. Not just that he's going to do Nes and gluing for us all the time, but that the plane of our contact with him, the plane of our interaction, is no longer the plane of what we ordinarily refer to as Olam Kmin Hago Noeg. It's going to be a different plane, right? You're a different plane. It's not just, you know, you go out and do a good job, and when you call it, you're a good person, you're nice to this, etc., etc., when you call it, you know, you have your success. Here, you're going to be kind of mitzvahs. All of a sudden, mitzvahs that they don't fit into the regular plane of life. You know, what's a mitzvah? Where does it say that in the phone book? Right? The entire relationship of mitzvahs on our part, and in terms of that calibrating of Hashem's hashgacha with us, from his standpoint, this is a whole new world. And says the Ramban, She'ein la'adam chelek b'toras Moshe, Rabbeinu, ad shenamim b'chol dvareinu v'mikreinu shekulam nisim ein v'yad tevel min hago shalolo. Now the Jew has to know that he's marching to the beat of a different drummer. the world is all Ratzon Hashem. Everything that takes place, everything that exists, is all the will of Hashem. But it exists within the pattern on the plane of what we call Olam Kiminhago Noheg. Olam Kiminhago Noheg. But not so. Not so with regard to the Jewish people. The Jewish people, the way have been propelled into a different plane, a plane of what Rambam refers to as Nisim, Shein Ben Tevel Min Hagushal Olam. A different plane, a higher plane. Fine. In that, you know, in that light, so let's examine a few different things here. In Parshas Bo. First, Achodesh Zelachem. We're going to use this Fasemis for all of these things. I think Lamaisi he drives on the point very clearly. Are all of these all these different areas? He says Achodesh Zelachem. Right, says the pasuk Achodesh Zelachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem, Lachodesh Hashana. Achodesh Zelachem. We're talking about Achodesh Nisan. Right, Chodesh Nisan, the first of the months. Right, Rosh Chodashim, Mishnu Lachem, Lachod Sheyashana. Says the Sfas Emes, Bamedrash, Hachodesh Zelachem, Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Chukov Mishpatav LeYisrael, Loas Lachen Lachogoy, Mishpatim Bal Yedum Haluka, like we see in the Halukas every day. Says the Medrash, Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Zutora. Hashem tells over his dvarim, his diburim to Yaakov. That's what he called, that's Torah. Chukov mishpatav. That's what he called hachodesh. Mishpatav hachodesh she hachagim tluyim bo. There's a chok. The Medrash also talks about the idea of how even mishpatim emanate from the chukim. The chukim that are referred to over here are the chadashim. Rosh Chodashim, the entire calendar, the lunar calendar. He says, even Mishpatim are telling that. Because you write a star, someone steals from someone else. It says, you got a star, the date is written in the star, the date, as it were, generates the Mishpat. So the Chok of what he called of Chodesh Zelachem helps generate the Mishpatim as well. It emanates from there. I think the symbolism there in the Medrash is that we shouldn't just think that the Mishpatim are there, yeah, just because we need to maintain civil order, right? We need to maintain civil order because our Mishpatim are from a higher world. Well, basically, Mishpatim were built upon the Chok of Zman that Klai Yisrael was given now. What does that mean? The Nikra Chok, Kedichsiv Chok L'Israel, Hu Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov, right? We say in Shir Shalom. Why is it a chok? Well, if you think about it, really, we had already one system of time. Now a new system of time is being brought in. It's unusual. It's different. It's miuchel of Israel. Do we go to try right now? Avodim avod tikkun olam. Because Shkosim is there. Parshas va'era. Ata hizchil derech chodash hamiuchel rak lebnei Israel. Who derech haTorah. Now we're beginning a new derech. The derech haTorah. The derech haTorah, right, requires a new system of zman. Right, because it's a different derech. It's a different derech. It clapay the old derech, it's a chok. It doesn't clap, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What does that have to do with price of eggs? Right? The seasons, so I understand what you call it. The solar calendars linked with the seasons. All of a sudden now you've got like something based upon moons, moon coming up, moon going down, what do you call it? That doesn't have to do with what the needs of you know, everyday man are. Everyday man needs to know when the solstices are coming, when the equinoxes are coming. He has to know when the rainy season, when's it cold, when's it hot, when's it time to plant, when's it time to reap, etc. That's all totally in the sun. This is a chok. He's healed derech chadash from Yuchar Rakl Bnei Israel who derech haTorah. Achatorah lemala miolam ateva. Ubechinat hamitzvot and drachim hispashet haoras haTorah baolam ateva. The Torah is beyond this world. Right, the Torah is Taf Kufayin Dalad Doros, 974 generations before the creation of the world. Because Baruch Hu has got the Torah ready. It's become like the blueprint of the world. It's beyond the world. It transcends the world. How do we bring Torah? How do we bring the Torah truths, the Torah ideas into the world via the conduits that we call mitzvos? The way to bring the Torah into the natural world is via the conduits of the mitzvos. V'nikreim chukim sheim chakika v'tziyurim u'rimazim me'atorah shemislabshim ba'olam ha'asiyah. It's called a chok, right? Because this is how you engrave, as it were, through the mitzvos. Through the mitzvos, you're able to engrave the concepts of the Torah, into what you call into Olam Hazeh. The eker thing that blocks us from being able to see Hashem right in the world is time. Because time is really quick. It seems like it's, you know, it's a world of time. Time seems like there's nothing can stop time. Time and tide wait for no man. You know, it's unstoppable. It's unstoppable. B'lamaisa, that's not true. Time is a creation. But the thing that befuddles us the most, the thing that obfuscates our view of the Rebbeinu from the most is the fact that we live in time, so we just think this is a separate system. So the chakika, right? We refer to Achoz Yetzel Lechem, we call it Chukah, right? Chukah u'mishpatav, Achodesh, right? We call the Chok is the implantation of a new form of Zman into Olam Hazeh. Chakikah. V'ayud beiz Rosh Chodashim, beautifully he explains it here. V'ayud beiz Rosh Chodashim and the 12 months, 12 Rosh Chodashim, to bring the system of Torah, which is beyond this world, the conduits, the arteries, the vessels that bring the concept of Torah, which is really beyond this world, into the world. Those are the 12 Rosh Chodashim. In other words, we need to feed Bedachke into the system of Zman, because the system of Zman is the thing that encourages us the most to see Olam Hazeh as something distinct, something cut off. So in order, as it were, to be able to bridge that, in order to be able to bind the Olam Hazeh to that which is its ultimate truth, its ultimate source, beyond this temporal world, one requires an invasion into the system of time. That invasion into the system of time is Rosh Chodesh, with its 12 Rosh Chodesh, with its 12, as it were, 12 vessels leading, from Shamayim down into the Aretz. That's in Rosh Chodashim, right? Rosh Chodesh. The idea of the new system of time is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people receive, right? The first mitzvah they receive is a Chodesh Hazelachem, because in order to be able to, you think about it, Mitzrayim, right? Mitzrayim.
Is that this week's portion?
I'll restrain myself. Okay. The whole nature of Mitzrayim is that Mitzrayim, they say, is a place of Meitzar, of confinement, right? Confinement. It confines a person into living in the box of Olam Hazeh. That's the whole nature of Mitzrayim.
Rosh Chodesh was given right during the time he sees Mitzrayim?
Right, this is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people received in Merikot, when they were in Egypt, yeah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, right, that's in this week's Parsha. So the...
But you're still slaves.
Well, no, this is already Merikot by the end, by just before Makkos Bechoros. Okay. So the whole nature of Mitzrayim the whole nature of the Mitzrayim, the fact that everything and everyone in Mitzrayim just saw the world as just as a repeating cycle. The fact that we talked about last week, the Nile, it was like an automatic, it was like an automatic clock, you know. At a given point of the year, everybody, well, the Nile would overflow its banks, etc. They could predict it, you know, based upon, you know, asserting star sightings, etc. They knew it was coming. It looked like clockwork, like the Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, that Mitzrayim is a place of Hishkisilag Lachokagan Hayarak. The whole land is fertilized just like your own little private vegetable garden, because it's always there, it's always prepared. And time is the grand, right, the grand phenomena that that causes a person or allows a person to think, you know, I'm living a self-contained, a self-enclosed system. It causes them to forget about the Rabbono Shalom, God forbid. It has that capacity. So the first thing, in order to be able to transform the Jewish people into a different type of people, a people who are marching the beat of a different drummer, people marching the beat of a drum of Torah, and not the drum of what moves and pushes and shakes people in temporal halachah, there's a requirement there to address the system of time. And therefore, there's now a new system of time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim. And as the Sfasem has pointed out, that there are 12 vessels, right? One for each Chodesh, leading down from above, right, in Shemaim, bringing down this new relationship of time, this new system of time for the Jewish people, and implanting it, right, and engraving it upon the system we're familiar with as Olam Hazeh, so that we have the capacity within Olam Hazeh to be able to find Torah, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to do Torah, to be able to connect to Rabbeinu Shalom, right? We live in our own system of time, a system of time which is not linked. To seasons, not linked to agricultural events, right? It's linked only to the concept of hischachus, of newness, of freshness. The moon, as it were, wanes and the moon waxes once again. It wanes and waxes, the concept of Aliyah and Yerida, the struggle of man's life, right? Struggling to come close, right? He stumbles, he falls, he looks like he's going to disappear, but he reinvigorates himself. Because Baruch Hu helps reinvigorate him. He rises again, grows again.
Why don't you finish between knowing every month that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh and knowing that every 6 months the Nile is going to overflow?
Listen to what you're saying, though. In one case, you're linking it. It's linked to a natural phenomenon that you need for your sustenance, for your livelihood, for your parnasa, for all. The moon has nothing to do with that. Did you hear what I said? The moon doesn't speak to what we call agricultural events. It doesn't speak to parnasa events. It only speaks to the concept of newness. Nachon? Right? I mean, aside from the fact that we call it, Chazal told us what we call it, the moon does have an effect on cucumbers. Okay? But it's not like the idea of the seasons being linked to the moon. Seasons are not linked to the moon. Right? The seasons are linked to the moon. The seasons are already called our solar. They're solar. So that's the first step. Right? Right? That's the what do you call it? The Chodesh. The Chodesh. Right? It's a different system. Within the introduction of the Chodesh, so then Hashem sends the mitzvah also of Korban Pesach. Right? And that in the same parak, in HaChodesh Zelachem, it just flows from the discussion of HaChodesh Zelachem, and then the rest of the whole parsha is talking about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So within the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it says, right, that they do Kachtem Agudas Ezov, you take a bunch of hyssop, right? A collection of hyssop branches, etc., and they dipped it into the blood of the Korban Pesach that they'd shechted. Utvaltim badam, right? You see that in the middle of page one there. Utvaltim badam, you'll dip it in the blood. Asher basaf, that was in the little vessel.
It's a little hot in here.
Vigatem. You're wearing a coat.
I'm wearing clothes.
Shemayim. It's Vigatim Lamashkov, and you'll daub the blood right on the lintel above the door.
Go ahead, sorry.
Mashkov, it's what he called the lintel above the door, Velshtam is Zuzos, and to the two side posts, side is Zuzos, Mihadam, Ashebasaf. Right now we're just discussing the Korban Pesach, we're just reading the Pasuk. Okay. Pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, Lakachtem Agudas Ezer, you will take a bunch of hyssop branches, yeah, and you will dip them in the blood, in the little vessel in which you collected the blood from the Korban Pesach, digatem el mashkof, and you will daub it upon the lintel above the door, the mashkof, velshtei mezuzos, and upon the two mezuzos, the two side posts of the door, asher basaf atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beis ha'aboker, and you stay inside the house, don't leave the house. She says this fasemes. He says ulakachtem agudas ezov. Right, he brings a medrash. Perish afal pishim shvalim. Right, the medrash says even though we're lowly, like a hyssop, very low. Right, a lowly plant, very, you know, not too much to speak about. Kavosh krasov at arom ve'erya. Right, we were at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like it says in Yecheskel, arom ve'erya, like we were naked. We were like a newborn baby. We had there's nothing you could talk about. It was just what when we were in Mitzrayim. Right, we were arom ve'erya. Right, well, you say that in Leil HaSeder.
How come while we were in Mitzrayim, we were slaves. How come you can consider newborn babies?
Newborn babies in terms of our spiritual development, in terms of mitzvahs. We were naked from mitzvahs. We were naked from the qualities that that ordinarily we think of as typifying us. Mikomakom, says the Medrash, nonetheless, Adeshius Asu Lios Aguda Achas. Right, and there was the symbolism of taking the Agudas Ezov. Symbolism of taking the Agudas Ezov, the bunch of hyssop, is to state to us that even though we are lowly like hyssop, but if we gather together to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, and Aguda, to gather together a bunch, we put ourselves together in a bunch to do the mitzvahs, so then we have a schus. So the Medrash continues, it says, Dover Achel, Lekachtam Agudas Ezov, Kol Ma'ani Osei Eschem Aguda La'atzmi.
So Korban Pesach was the second mitzvah.
Korban Pesach, right, is really what you call it, is the second mitzvah, right. Right?
So you really have the
first mitzvah is really cool. The first mitzvah is really a mitzvah mostly to the Jewish people, but really it's in the hands of Beis Din. Right? There's not everybody goes out there and makes the Mekadosh HaKodesh. The first mitzvah that's given to the Klal as individuals, right, given to all the Tzibur, but everybody's gonna do it, is the Korban Pesach. He says the Medrash, "Devarach lekachtam agudas ezov, kloma ani ose eschem aguda laatzmi." I'm going to make you, Hashem says, I'm going to make you into a bunch for me, for my sake. Afal pisha atem shvalim keezov, even though you are lowly like the ezov, but I'm going to transform you into an aguda. V'yishem li zgula mikol amim, and you will be like a treasure. You'll be like a treasure to me amongst all the nations. So the Marzu, that's one of the commentaries on the Medrash, explains this. He says it says Yevlakachtem Agudas Ezov. That's what it says in the pasuk regarding taking the group in the bunch of hyssop to dip into the blood of the Pesach. Lamad Kol Lakichos. They learn from this that every time it says Lakicho over here, Shema Torah, She'enim El Agudos. When you're Lokeach. Right? When you're lokeach something, when the Torah talks about being lokeach something, it's talking about taking something which is a group of things. I mean, I suppose he knows. I mean, certainly we would call lokeach in the Chemi Yom Rishon, when you were talking about taking a lulav, it's a lulav and an esrog, and a dasim, and a rabbas. It lokecha speaks to taking not just one thing, but a group of things. Kach omer.
Lokecha is plural.
No, lokachtem. right? You shall take. Well, you say, but you, what do you call it? The
stressing the people rather than
stressing. Right. I understand. What do you call it? Even when Hashem, when he's saying that, even when you use the word lakicha in terms of singular, and as when it talks about Kadosh Baruch Hu, lakachti, hotzeitzi, salti, begalti, vilakachti, the terminology lakachti. Right, says the Marzu, that's what they're learning from here. It just as when he's telling us, Ulakachem Agudas Edom, you shall take a bunch of Ezov, and that speaks to the idea, and we're talking about all the Jewish people, but we're talking about the idea that what you're going to take is a bunch. You're taking not just one thing, but taking a few things and putting them together. So to also, when it says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Lakachti Eschem, that means, when I take you, it means I'm really gathering together a lot of things and putting it together. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean? He's taking all the Jewish people. Lakachti Eschem. What are we talking about? Every individual he's putting together? He said a fascinating thing.
Lakachti means Jewish people?
No, Lakachti. I mean, when last week's Parsha, when Kodesh Baruch Hu said, he said the four Lashonos of Geula. Hotseisi, Ashtayel, Itzalti, I'll save you, Gaalti, redeem you, Lakachti, I took you. So what does it mean, Lakachti? I took you. So you could just say, I took you, go on, just translate it, just took. But the Medrash, the way the Marzu is explaining it, is telling us, is that the idea of Lakicha is you're taking different things and making them one. So what is that referring to? Is that referring to the fact that he took the 600,000 Jews and made them one? Perhaps. But he says more than that. He says that the Medrash continues and says, the fulfillment of Lakachti Eschem is Ve'yisem Li Segula Mikol Ami. You'll be like a treasure amongst all the nations. So the Marzu says, he says, just like a treasure, what is this? A segula? It's a special type of treasure in which all different types of things are found in this treasure chest. Right? There's gold, there's silver, there's diamonds, there's rubies, there's emeralds, all different types of things are put together in this. That's what a segula is, he says. Who otzer shall dvarim yakarim ba'asifa yachad. If after Mitzrayim are you yakarim, shall you shvelim? Right? Even though they're Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were very lowly, but yet inside of them were all different types of good qualities. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is being lokeachas, he's gathering all our good qualities, right? And he says, now we're his skula. That's his lakicha. All of our different qualities. Each person's got different qualities. So continues this Fasemis, yeah, right? That out of the shiflus, we talk about shiflus, yoblem, ezer mikodesh, right? Right? Yitzis Mitzrayim is just the beginning, shiatul cheirus, yeah?
From the qualities are the
treasure. The gathering together of all the qualities, right, and making them into one unit, is just like the thing called a segula, a treasure, which is a gathering together of many different precious things, right, and placing them together in one treasure chest. Right. And again, says the Sfas Emes, that this is, right, this is the precursor, this is the prologue to receiving Torah. In other words, we're leaving. What? Like a prologue, right? Like we're leaving, right? We're leaving the shibud of Paro. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us these mitzvot, and as he first tells us, you know, you're going to enter into a new world of time, right? Into the new world of time, into the world of Achodesh Zalachem, and you enter into the lunar world of time, where things are constantly growing, decreasing, once again growing again, you're all rebirth, renewal, rebirth, renewal, rebirth, renewal. You have the mitzvah, of Korban Pesach. There in that Korban Pesach, even you're going to use the hyssop, which is very lowly. But when you gather it together, right, that's the significance of this. Even though you see yourselves are lowly, you're a lowly state right now, but you're trying to gather together all your kochos in order to do that which is the service of Hashem. So he says that's why the hazor, where did the hazor take place? The daubing of the blood. They daubed it on the Pesach to the bias. In other words, symbolically, this act that you're doing now is just the entrance way into the house. You haven't entered into the world of Torah yet. You just have, just as it were, you've consecrated the doorway, the entry into this world.
But what are you doing the outside first?
Right, you daub the outside and then you go into the house and don't leave the house. Don't leave the house.
But we don't do the inside.
Right, don't leave the house. Don't leave the house because you really don't have the merit yet. Because all you've done now is you've just marked the entrance way. when, what do you call it, and when do we actually get into it? Well, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, when do we actually get into the house with the Melech? So the Pasuk says, when the king, i.e. the Roboshim, brings us into his inner chambers, says the Medrash, that's Matan Torah. So this is all the prologue to Matan Torah. First, I enter into a new world of time, because it's the normal standards of time that most confuse us in the world, right? They most block our vision of Hashem. Time is so overwhelming. You feel like this is a reality unto itself. You know,
it's changing the concept.
Right, we change the concept of time. Right, it changes the concept of time, perception of time. Then, as it were, realize that we're lowly. We're just hiccups. But if we gather together, then Hashem will say, what do you call it? You realize that you need to gather together, each of you with your unique kokos, then I will take you, etc. I will take you, and now you will be like my treasure. You'll be my treasure, just like the treasure, the segula, is a gathering together of many different, many different precious objects put together as what they call a treasure. So too also, you will now be my treasure. But no, you're only at the beginning of your path, right? You're only at the entrance to the doorway right now. You'll daub the blood on the entrance to the doorway, on the lintel, upon the mezuzos, etc. But you call that's it. Don't go out of the house, because you're really not prepared yet. You're not prepared yet. Just that you have consecrated, you have sanctified the entry into the house, the actual being together with the king in the house will take place when you finally get to Matan Torah. Like the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Heviyani HaMelech HaDorah, the king brought me into his innermost chambers, right? In his innermost chambers. Says the Medrash, what does that mean? Matan Torah. Further. Okay? After this, right? After this, we talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, we talk about Korban Pesach, and now, all of a sudden, in Perek Yud Gimel, we start listing off, we now go come to the first two parshiyos we find in our tefillin. Kadesh and Vayakeviyacho. So the pasuk says that Kadesh li kol bechor, the bottom citation on page 1, Kadesh li kol bechor, peter kol rechem, Bivnei Yisrael ba'adam uva'beima lihu. Sanctify every bechor, but not just any bechor. Peter kol rechem. Peter kol rechem. Peter kol rechem. What does that mean? In other words, in Mitzrayim, Lamaiso, all different types of firstborns died. Firstborn to the father, firstborn to the mother, right? Firstborn to what he calls, you know, the oldest in the house. There are lots of different definitions of what he called a firstborn in the death that fell upon them in Makas Bechoros, right? A person could be the firstborn to his mother, could be the firstborn to his father, could be the first, just the oldest in the house, even if there's no firstborn there, right? Lots of different types of Bechorim died.
They all died, even though they weren't actually
from the mother.
Right.
But over here, the mitzvah is Dafka Peter Kol Rechem. Says the Rabbeinu Bachi, why? Because just like a mother, right? There are lots of firstborns, but a mother never forgets her child. Another forgets a child. So by making the mitzvah into one that revolves around specifically the firstborn to a mother, it's also hinting the idea that our relationship with Hashem is one of what He will never forget us. Just like a mother never forgets her child, so too He'll never forget us.
That's in the parsha.
Right, that's why since the Rebbeinu Bachi, why the mitzvah is dafka on the firstborn of the mother, even though Lamaisa, there are all different types of firstborns. Why is the mitzvah that anybody would call any firstborn of the father, firstborn of the mother, first oldest in the house, you should have to do what do you call it, the din of a pigeon a ben on him? You don't. Only because we wanted to point out also that his relationship with us is true with the first. But it's a relationship that, like the relationship of the mother never forgets her child. That's the first thing. That's the Rebbeinu Bachi. We don't have that on the sheet, or whatever, that's the Rebbeinu Bachi. But if you look at it, it's a very, what? Yeah, you look at the psukim. Okay, so go to the next. Yeah, go to the next page. Right, the psukim. What does it say? It says the next pasuk says Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am.
It's the next pasuk.
Right, this is the next pasuk. Right, Vayomer Moshe El Ha'am Zachor Es Hayom Hazeh. Remember this day, Asher Yitzatim Mitzrayim Mi Beis Avadim, that you came. Really cool that you left Egypt, the house of slaves. Ki Bechozik Yad Otzi Hashem Eschem Mizeh. Right. So that Hashem took you out with a strong hand from this, and don't eat chametz. It's like a bunch of non sequiturs.
These are all the pasuk in the Parakim.
Yeah, these are yeah, right. These are Beis Gimel, right?
It's
like a bunch of non sequiturs. It looks like like free association. The first pasuk talks about what we call being the Kaddish of Bechorin. The second pasuk talks about remember that you left Egypt. Hashem took you out for Chozak Yad. Don't eat chametz. What else? Yeah. And the next pasuk after Hayomatem Yotzim Mechorish Aviv. And today you're going out during the springtime. Well, what are we talking about? I mean, Bechor, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Chozek Yad, and what do you call Doni Chametz, and it's springtime. Anything else you want to talk about? It's like, it really sounds like free association. So says the Sfasemis. First of all, before we get to this Vasemis, we call the Chozek Yad, the Sifse Kohen says, the strong hand is really what we call, what's the Chozek Yad? Because we weren't really worthy. We weren't really worthy. That's what does it mean, the Chozek Yad? It's like when we say in Davening, Goel Chozek Ata, Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael, you're a strong redeemer. What do you mean strong? We're talking about, we have to talk about Hashem as being strong. Well, where is his strength? Of course he's strong. He's everything. What do you mean he's strong? Strong implies, there are moments of, there's a weakness here that needs to be overcome. The weakness is a lack of worthiness. That's the only weakness. The only weakness is not in him. The weakness is in us. Lack of worthiness. He said, Goel Chazak. So do also be here. Kibbe Chozak Yad. That's what Sifse Kohen points out. Okay, so that's one point. But the Sfasemis. Says the Sfasemis. Says the Sfasemis. Okay, all right. You should be happy. These are all Sfasemises. Very cool. Okay, and you'll tell me, let's do a Sfasemis. Yeah. It says, Bapasuk. You see that one?
Yeah.
Bapasuk. Kaddish Likol Bechor.
Yeah,
Kaddish Likol Bechor. Vayomer Moshe. Zachor. Right? Etc. V'chozek Yad Hotzi Hashem. V'losor Chalchametz. V'chodesh Aviv. Hemshech Zeh Letzivu Hashem Yizbach Kaddish Li. It's a continuation. We start off with Kaddish Likol Bechor, and then all of a sudden we launch into this free association. So the Sfasemis is addressing it. Haremis who? What's it hinting to us over here? Ki Yetzias Mitzrayim Hayo Hascholas Hachnasas Bnei Yisrael Tachas Malchus Yisbarach. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of our entry into being under Hashem's dominion as our Melech. Right? Vahascholo hu ha'ikar. Aschola is always what we call the foundation stone. That's always the ikur. That's the most important thing. You start off on the right foot, you're okay. You start off on the left foot, after that everything goes cockeyed. Right? Bitzrichim liskor zos la'olam. And yet a person has to remember this forever. Uschira zos. Right? Uschira zos. When you remember this, when you remember these ideas, this gives a person strength, it gives him determination, it gives him eagerness, it gives him excitement in everything he does. And when you forget, the way it started off, then you fall into depression. Right? Because you don't see purpose in anything. If you remember the all the things that accompanied you when something was began, right? The excitement, all the different aspects of it, then that gives you strength to continue your path. When you forget it, and things that were just become done by rote, right, and you look back on your failures, etc., so you get depressed. But if you always remember the beginning, you can always recharge yourself or bring yourself back to a beginning again. The Zeresh Omer is a chor, right? Remember. Right? Remember. Remember this day, right? The Pasuk says in Pasuk Gimel, Zechor es hayom hazeh asher yatzav lachem. Remember this day. Always remember it. Right? And just live it. Live it. Keep it active in your mind. You can see us in Shrine. The Zeh Shomar is the Chor, Umemela lo Yochal Chametz. Chametz, what's Chametz? Chametz is when things, you know, tarry, they wait, they get bloated, right? They start, you know, rising. It looks like what he calls, like it's reality, but really it's just a lot of hot air, etc., like that. If you remember Zechor, Es Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzatzim Mimitzrayim, Beis Avadim, right? And that Hashem forgot the Chosek God, right? You remember all these things. Then lo ye ochel chametz, chametz will not be eaten by you, right? And as you won't fall into the trap of chametz, you won't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. But if you keep yourself, remind yourself always of that freshness, then you won't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara.
That makes sense.
Good. Varemish yotzim bechodesh aviv bikur kol atvoros olamis kisiz ram eino b'mikra avul reishis v'achonu lechol madrego. The fact it tells us that he came out in the Chodesh Aviv, that's when all the grain is beginning to, what do you call it, to burst forth, right? In the springtime, right? All the grain is beginning to, what do you call it, to begin to produce. You see the fruits beginning to come out, etc., in the grain. So that's to remind you that, what do you call it, that this is your beginning. Hashem took us out in the Aviv to remind us that just like the spring is the beginning, as it were, in the world of the crops, this is your beginning. This is your beginning. So we have to remember the beginning. We have to remember we weren't worthy. We have to remember that Hashem took us out, right? He sanctified us. He won't forget us. Like we said before, he's like with his Petah Korechem, just like a mother never forgets a child, he'll never forget us. He took us out of the Chosek Yad, like the Sisek Kohen says, that what he called, even though we weren't worthy, he overcame it. Right? The Dovah is annoyed, B'chol Adam. And this is not just something, a story of the Jewish people. This is a story about every individual.
How do you figure that?
Right? Because then there's a person, every person is like this. Every person, Hashem, is a poor key. B'chila Hashem is well, Ozil Adam. We're taking your first steps in Avodas Hashem. Whenever a person wakes up, whenever he wakes up, right? People wake up at different times in their lives, right? Whenever he wakes up, and he really starts consciously taking his first steps in Avodas Hashem, not just by rote, not just because that's what everybody else does, but because he really wants to do it. So then Hashem helps him. Hashem helps him, right? And then afterwards, the light's dim. Do you want to continue? I'm not going to help you walk forever, right? And then you'll never walk on your own. If we remember the way it was in the beginning, the excitement, the realization that we weren't worthy, but he was there for us, the understanding that, what he called, that he'll never forget us, right, etc., then we won't fall into the trap of chametz, into the chag trap of the overbloated of fiction, right? Of rising, as it were, recall the rising dough, which is really just a lot of hot air, etc. We won't fall into the trap. Chametz is always a symbol of the Yitzhar. We won't fall into it. But if we forget it, then things become stale, things become old, things become boring, we get depressed, and then, right, either we just go straight down the tombs of depression, we have to find for other ways to excite ourselves. Right? Alive with pleasure. But you've got to find some way to stay alive. You can't live in a hole. See, either the depression drags the person down in the down the bottom of the sewer, and he's finished. He gives up altogether.
As an uncle, one of these 10,000 shekel vacations,
or what do you call it? He's got to find a different way to give himself life.
Why the rabbit?
Okay. Fine. Next, Tefillin. Tefillin.
That isn't
the film. Oh, now it writes about it. V'haya l'cha l'os l'yotcha.
What do you mean it writes about it?
It writes in Parshas Kadesh. V'haya l'cha l'os l'yotcha.
You should put it in the
film. This will be an oath for you. On your hand.
Yeah,
I understand, but Motek, how do you know that it's going to be in your... how do you know it's going to be in your film? Because in the Parshas itself, it's put this in the film.
V'haya l'cha l'os l'yotcha. It'll be a sign upon your arm. And yeah, and a sort of memory, as it were, remembrance, etc., between your eyes. So that the Torah of Hashem should be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Right? These are important things, and they're worthwhile, very worthwhile to remember when we put on tefillin. But pasuk leman tia Torah Hashem beficha. Right? Torah Kosum HaTorah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, the entire discussion before is talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, different aspects of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore we put it on our hand, why? L'man Tiyah, right? Torah Hashem B'Ficha. So that the Torah will be able to come out of our mouths. Through the mitzvah of Tefillin, that enables us to be connected to Torah, to speak different Torah, to have different Torah come out of our mouths. That's what Tefillin does for us. Just like in his historically, we only received the Torah after we left Mitzrayim. So too, right? Putting on the parshios that discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim on our in our tefillin enables us afterwards to be able to receive the Torah.
And that's what we do. That's why it's so crucial to wear tefillin during Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is the Iker Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A person doesn't learn any of the Torah during the day. We don't tell this to everybody, right? If he says Kriya Shema morning and evening, he's Yotze. We're not going to make a Kiddush for him, but he's Yotze. To learn Torah in the morning, learn Torah in the day, you do the two parts of Kriya Shema. So if a person is weary, that's what a person needs to be wearing his tefillin when he says, or when he Kriya Shema. If he doesn't say, it's like he's testifying falsely on himself. Because he really can't say the tefillin are what makshir him. They enable him. They become like he was a catalyst that allows the divrei Torah to come out of his mouth.
But in
even though we're not wearing it.
Well, once we've worn it, yes. That's what some people wear tefillin all the time. That's why Sfas also mentions there's an inyan to learn, at least learn something, but he called inyan tefillin. Right? Because what is divrei Torah? Divrei Torah is like from the other world. Torah is from above. But if you're locked in a box, right? If you're locked in a box, you can't. It can come down from above, and it won't come out of you because you're locked in a box. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, like we said, is the exit from the box. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim is leaving the boundaries, the constraints, yeah, the confines of Mitzrayim, Mitzar, boundaries. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, so therefore, when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we bind that upon ourselves, that enables us, what he calls Medabre Torah. That's during the week. On Shabbos, right? The person sees it's in a Shav Yisera, right? That unlocks the key. Right? In Shabbos, in Torah Tefillin.
It unlocks
the lock. I didn't mean unlock the key. It unlocks the lock. In other words, what do you call it? We're bound, right? We're bound in the system. Right of Mitzrayim, of the limitations of this world. Right, that's what Mitzrayim represents. The limitations of the world just goes on and on and on.
Well, Mitzrayim represents the breaking of the boundaries.
Well, you see as Mitzrayim represents the breaking of the boundaries. Mitzrayim itself is right tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in his petty pace from day to day, out, brief candle, right? I mean, he doesn't think of time, that's the way it is. Just go over and over and over and over again, around and around, how she goes, where she stops, nobody knows. Whatever. So in any event, so during the week, Tefillin, right, unlocks it. Tefillin unlocks it. On Shabbos unlocks it. You don't need Tefillin.
Right? The Nesham Yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaks the, bursts the shell around us. Further, last Fasemis. The Mitzvah Tefillin, the last one there on the page. La'os al-yotcho zikaron ben inecha, l'manti atoros Hashem b'ficho. Dichsiv osei dvoro l'shmo v'kol dvoro. Right? Pasuk says, we do the will of Hashem in order to be able to understand the will of Hashem. And it's by doing mitzvos, right? By doing mitzvos, a person, as it were, has the capacity to be able to understand the Torah. A person has to have a relationship with mitzvos in order to be able to understand the Torah properly. That's why Na says before Nishma. When mitzvah zu, ksiv kshira, right? It says that you bind them on you. Bind the tefillin on kshira. In Cain, no, it's not Shira, Kishira.
Okay.
Like Shartum Leos, right? In Cain, who is Kashus Hamasim Levaklam LaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're winding the tefillin on you, what you're doing is you're symbolically saying that you are binding your Maisim, right, and submitting them before the Rabbon Shalom. Right, they're yours, and there's, I'm not living. It's sort of like the Akeda. In the Akedah, Yitzchak bound himself, he was bound, right? I have no movement. When we stand in Shemona Esrei, right? Hands together, feet together, right, etc. I'm yours. I'm not on my own. When you put on the tefillah and you bind it, you're saying all of my deeds, all of my acts, right? I'm binding them, I'm tying them into a knot. Because I don't have the ability to do them. They're yours. They're only there for you. In Cain, who is kashrus hamais from the bottom of the kashrus book, like this, is zochin the Torah.
But it's good for us.
What?
But it's good for us.
Well, it's good for us. Of course, it's good for us. But that's the way a person is zochin the Torah. And there's a person who
understands
by binding his actions, binding my arm, right? Just by binding my actions, right? Submit yourself to Hashem's will, then you're able, as it were, to what he calls be zochin the Torah.
How long does that take? Take 1 day, 1 week, 10 years, 20 years?
You do it all the time. And then you go up, Madregas.
How long does it take?
There is no limit.
How long does it take?
There's no limit. I just answered that. There's no limit.
When does it happen?
It's happening all the time. The more the person focuses on it, the more he experiences it. The less he focuses on it, the more that it's only sensed very subliminally. Right?
We don't.
So the more you put into it, the more you experience it.
And if we do it, we do it, and we don't.
You don't. If you don't what? If you don't.
We put in a lot, and yet we don't feel satisfied.
Don't feel satisfied? What do you call it? I don't know if you feel satisfied. The experience, that now that you've learned this, right, you'll feel more satisfied.
For sure.
If you implement it, right? Because now you have the Divrei Torah. Right? Yeah, the Divrei Torah is a word to translate the experience. It's like a person who hasn't learned, you know, anything about wine, so what do you call it? So it all tastes the same to him.
Right.
Learns about a bit Lahavda, learns a little bit about it, and then he appreciates it more. Right? Music, with art, whatever. Lahavda Lufa Abdullah. A person learns Torah, so then he has to commit himself to mitzvahs, otherwise, what do you call it? His Torah is not meaningful. But once he commits himself to mitzvahs, and then he learns the Torah is the word, now colors it, it's the artistry on his mitzvah. It transforms his mitzvah. He experiences it differently. So from now on, now you'll experience it differently. I'll experience it differently. Mizeo mitzvahs kshiras tefillin, tzitzis, right? And that's what he called. That's the idea that through this kshira, we can be zocha to Torah. So let's go over the points again. The points again we saw were in Yetzias Mitzrayim. First time, we have to create, because time is a big befuddler, right? It's the big confuser in our lives, right? It looks like the system is self enclosed. So the first step is what he calls to attach a new system of time. The 12, right, the 12 months, like the 12 tribes, become, as it were, the new vessels that bring down this relationship of time down to our reality. Korban Pesach, right? Korban Pesach,
We have to gather together, even though we're like an Ezov, we're like a lowly Hissop, we gather together. And of course, Baruch Hu declares that, or just as like you've gathered yourself together, I'm going to gather you together, you're going to be my treasure. Right? We do Kiddush Bechor, the first Bechor, but before Peter Rechem, we call firstborn of the mother, because the mother never forgets. No, never forgets. And it's a Yad Chazaka, he took us out the Yad Chazaka, in other words, even the Lord word, he took us out. Right? And we say, Zechor, we always have to remember that. And everything that we do, we always have to remember, you see, we have to remember, not just he took us out of Egypt, you know, some sort of abstract idea, historical fact, he took us out of Egypt. We've got to remember that his love for us, yeah, will never be forgotten. We've got to remember that he took us out of Spidey, that we didn't have all what he called, didn't have all the other qualities. We have to remember that what he calls, that the excitement of that. Because if we remember the excitement of that, that'll protect us from falling once again into the snares of the Yetzer Hara, oh yeah, all chametz. We gotta remember that what he calls it, all this is part of our birth. We were taken out in the springtime, just like the grain is bursting then. In the springtime, so too, that's our birth is then also. And it's something for every individual of Sassem is to remember all the time. Not just historically in terms of the Jewish people, us all the time. So remember the what he calls, remember how he loves us, he won't forget us, right? And when you do that, you rejuvenate all the time. You're always fresh. You never get stale. Right? So we've got the time, we've got the Korban Pesach, right? Right? We've got the Korban Pesach, and we've got the Tefillin. We've got the Tefillin.
We've got time, Korban Pesach, Kiddush Bechor, then Tefillin.
Yeah, Kiddush Bechor. We thought the Kiddush Bechor, that we were his firstborn, and again, he remembers us, he doesn't forget us, like it says the firstborn or the mother, and we call it Tefillin. And Tefillin, right? And Tefillin, what are we doing? We are binding ourselves, our actions to him. Right? We're binding our actions to him. And a tefillin shorosh, right? We're causing all our machshavos to be meshuvah to him. Our actions are meshuvah to him. Our machshavos, our thoughts, are meshuvah to him. And that enables us to learn Torah, right? And that's why we have to have our tefillin on. We say Kriyashma, the ikar is what he called is the ikar of Divrei Torah. Is Kriyashma.
The ikar
of Divrei Torah is Kriyashma. Right? And like we said, you could be Yotze Divrei Torah in the morning and the evening just by saying Kriya Shema. That's an encapsulation of Divrei Torah.
There's one story of Rav Shteinman, the guy is Gabbai, couldn't stop smoking, and he went, he saw Rav Shteinman smoking, and Rav Shteinman said, what's with the smoking? And there's one habit that I haven't been able to drop yet.
Yeah.
So he said, person, there's three levels. A person controls his actions, his speech, and then his thoughts. Mm-hmm. A person can't control his
actions.
Right. He certainly can't control his speech.
Right.
And if he can't control his speech, he can't control his thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that makes the person garnished. nothing. Uh-huh. And then the guy then rested him and grabbed up the cigarettes and crumbled it in front of him. Mm-hmm. And then he has smoked.
I like playing. Nope. Okay. Alright, and on Shabbos, remember on Shabbos, what do you call it? Because in Shami Yisera, that also breaks through what do you call all the shells that exist in this. We don't need the tefillin then. Right? The tefillin, right? Just like the names of Hashem, Hashem says, just like the names of Hashem are written on the tefillin. So too, the names of Hashem, the Osos, right, are inside of us. The Osos inside of us, Osos, I don't remember, it was a different one, I didn't put it down over here. Right? The letters, what do you call of Hashem's name are written on us. They're all inside of us. Right, inside of us. So the tefillin, Bederach Klal, right, that enables those Osos to come forth, right? And that's how we connect with the Torah. Right. On Shabbos, we don't need the recall. We don't need the tefillin. Instead, because the Neshama Yisera, etc. So then, recall those osos inside of us, as it were, burst forth, and we're able to connect. So that's a discussion whether there is such a thing as Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. It's a machlokas. I mean, the Tosa says there's no Neshama Yisera. There's no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. Right. So what he calls there's no Shem Yisrael time. That's why you don't need. That's why you don't need Besamim after Yom Tov.
But the Ramban, I think, says, he says that it's not that we don't have, it's that the form of the Neshama Yisrael we have on Yantif, you're able to hold on to. So the vacuum is not created in the same way that the one from Shabbos does, therefore you don't need the Psalm. Okay. So you're right, according to Tosis, what do you call, we need to understand. So you have to say that it's not the Neshama Yisrael per se, there's something else about Shabbos. Maybe you recall something else about Zman, and there's once the Zman, maybe that's the idea. And it's even without the Neshama Yisera. Since the Zman of Yontif is not like the Zman, and it's when do we need the Koach of Tefillin to break through, to bind ourselves, to release the Osos that are inside of us, when we're living in regular time. And all 6 days a week is regular time. But Yontif is just like Shabbos, not quite to the same degree, but Yontif also, right, is the Kedusha Zazman that breaks what he called, that breaks the you can say that according to Tosis. Okay. All right.